to the Nutramedical Report for Wednesday, August 3rd, and we have Harley Schlanger from Europe, from Vienna. Harley, what's the latest? There's some major meetings going on, serious banking issues happening, lots of world events transpiring in the last few weeks. What are the top issues today?
The most important thing, I think, for an American audience is to realize that everything that's being played out in the presidential campaign is taking place in an environment which is being kept from the American people. The Obama administration is continuing to provoke Russia, provoke China, and the Chinese made clear in the last couple of days they're prepared to start shooting if we're going to challenge them in the South China Sea. This is a very serious situation. Also, the fact that ISIS has issued a direct death threat to Vladimir Putin is being taken quite seriously in Russia. Without the Russians saying it, their view is that this is coming from Obama.
Of course it is, because Obama and the West support and have created ISIS. ISIS is us's.
And the key thing on this is we saw the idiocy of the Democratic Party trying to turn around the evidence that the Democratic National Committee illegally supported Hillary Clinton, tried to turn it into an anti-Russia, anti-Putin incident.
Yeah.
So those are two developments we can talk about. But the third one, which you mentioned at the opening of the program, is what's happening with the financial system. Last Friday night at 10 p.m. European time, so too late to affect stock markets and most businesses, the stress tests were released in Europe, the banking stress tests. And there were 10 banks which were reported to be in some, let's just say, regulatory crisis. Now, the reality is the stress tests were bunk. They were operating on last year's figures. They did not take into consideration the real situation with the European economy. But even so, 10 banks were told they have to increase their capitalization. And the only way to do that is with bail-ins or bail-outs. Now, the first bank on the list, the Monte dei Paschi Bank of Italy, one of the oldest banks in the world, the European Union was saying that has to bail in. And the Italian President Renzi said, no, we're not bailing it in. We're not having a bail-in. And so a special deal was worked out to provide capitalization for the Monte dei Paschi Bank. Now, this deal was absurd because among the banks bailing them out are Deutsche Bank. And Deutsche Bank is one of the banks on this list of 10, but it's bailing them out because a lot of the bad debt owed by Monte dei Paschi Bank is owed to Deutsche Bank. Now, after everyone tried to convince themselves over the weekend that the stress test showed that all was good, European bank stocks have been crashing this week. UniCredit of Italy, which is a very significant bank, one of the most important banks, it was one of the 10 listed. Its stock has fallen 16%. Commerzbank, the second largest bank in Germany, which was also one of the 10 banks that was given a not positive rating on the stress test, they've lost 11% of their valuation. So you're seeing a collapse of these banks, and the reason is very simple. The stress test showed that we have not recovered from 2008, and the situation is getting worse. Now, I'll just add one more footnote to this opening spiel, which is that I was in Basel, Switzerland, which is where the Bank for International Settlements is located, for some meetings last week. And the general mood there was very gloomy and pessimistic. What they were saying is that their reporting shows that even though there's been a reduction of derivative obligations, that some derivatives have been written off, the total unsustainable bad debt in the European banking system is close to €1 trillion. That's about $1.1 trillion. And that's in the immediate term. How do you cover that? How do you bail it out? They don't know what to do. And this is forcing a discussion of maybe it's time to go with Glass-Steagall. Maybe it's time to go with a Hamiltonian credit policy as advocated by Lyndon LaRouche. So we're seeing a U.S. election campaign that's absurd, that's ignoring these major issues. And these are the issues which are going to determine the outcome of the next 25 to 50 years in the United States.
Yeah, what's going to happen is what I would say teetering. In other words, a financial run on credit and banks could occur any day, couldn't it?
Well, it could, and in effect, it is. This is why Renzi, the Italian president, had to come out against the bail-in, because he knows if they tried to bail in one bank, there'll be a run on every other bank. And what he's actually saying, and I think he said this on CNBC, he said he's not just worried about runs on the banks, he's worried about runs against the politicians, that is the political class getting strung up. And right. That's a real possibility. The people I met with in Basel were saying they've never seen a situation where the elites know they screwed up, but they're still confident that they can stay in control. But they're looking over their shoulder now, and they're seeing an angry population that's coming after them.
So Bastille Day 2 is on its way.
And that would not be a good development, because the problem with Bastille Day is that it led to a French Revolution, which included a lot of bloodshed, but the bloodshed was directed by the establishment from over and above the people who were killed. And the main thing about the French Revolution is it was designed to subvert the potential for an American revolution in Europe.
Right. Now, the situation, though, what are they moving toward Glass-Steagall or not? Because what I see happening is Merkel has had a policy now. She's reiterated she's going to continue the immigration policy. Hundreds of thousands of Germans are protesting her. The elections of the cantons this year came against her, so she's probably on her way out. Austria and elsewhere, they stole the election this year as well, trying to make certain that they don't have a change in policy direction to continue flooding the country with unregistered and unfiltered Muslims, many of them from places where literally every 85 hours a major terror crime happens, but not just a terror crime. As Bill Warner says, the jihad of politics, the jihad of education, the jihad of collaboration, including with the Vatican, with Islam, is extremely dangerous, especially when Islam is a chameleon that can be violent, manipulative, controlling, and is a political system, primarily, not a religion. And the flooding of Europe is purposely designed to, as you mentioned, the policies going right back over the last century to set up the European Union was to homogenize the culture and get rid of the nation state. Is that happening? Because several of the nations in Europe are talking about leaving. I don't think they're going to be able to, do you?
Oh, there are a couple of things, just a couple of points. The Austrian election that took place a couple months ago, it wasn't stolen. It was that there were irregularities in the way the election process was run, so they're redoing it. And it may lead to this fellow Hofer from the Freedom Party winning. And Hofer previously had been in favor of leaving the EU. Now he's saying he doesn't want to leave the EU. He wants to change the EU. The line that's coming out from a number of these opposition groups is that the EU policies have to be changed.
In other words, you want to turn it back into a trade organization rather than a super state, which is what it's becoming.
And the other part on the Austrian situation is that there's no free flow of immigrants into Austria right now. And in fact, the overall flow of immigrants has stopped substantially. It's been reduced substantially in the recent couple of months since the flood last spring. Now, nevertheless, you have the uncertainty of what's going on in Turkey. And the Europeans are beginning to get frightened because they bet that as bad as they knew Erdogan was, he would orient toward the EU, which by means Washington and London.
Right.
And Erdogan now is orienting toward Putin. And it may very well be that the operation in the coup was designed to get rid of him precisely because he was breaking with London, NATO, and Washington.
So in other words, it backfired that they wanted, because the NATO has been And the G20 nations are primarily behind buying the oil, because if you cut off the oil and the money supply, ISIS, which is pretty sophisticated in its recruiting and media, would just disappear. But instead, now Erdogan's getting the point that he can't control extreme ISIS Muslims, even though he's a Muslim himself, and he realizes that he's not going to set up a caliphate by trying to collaborate with these guys, and his arrangement with Russia makes much more sense to actually be at some kind of arrangement of peace with Russia rather than trying to come into a final conflict. As Putin said last year, he'll turn this battle into Stalingrad. Remember that comment that he made?
We'll know more about the direction of Turkey next week, because Putin and Erdogan are meeting next week.
Right.
And there are all kinds of efforts coming from the Defense Department in the United States. General Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was just in Turkey to meet with the Turkish military to basically calm things down. But Erdogan and his top collaborators do believe that there was a U.S.-NATO hand in the coup against him.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a quite serious threat. I mean, we know that NATO and the U.S. was involved in the coup in Ukraine. We know that they carried out more than a coup, a military overthrow of the governments of Iraq and Libya, and they're trying to do that in Syria. So Erdogan is someone who's in the middle of this. He knows what's going on. And if he does decide that he's going to mend his ways with Russia, which he has to do, because the Turkish economy, even though it's heavily integrated into the European Union, it's also heavily integrated into the Russian economy.
Right.
And when the Russians put sanctions on Turkish agricultural products, it had a huge impact on Turkey.
Right.
So we'll know more about where Erdogan's going after the meeting with Putin next week. In the meantime, the big split that's occurred is between Obama and his defense secretary Carter on the one side, and Kerry and sections of the U.S. military on the other, over how to deal with Syria. Now, Kerry still says Assad has to go, which is the Obama administration line. However, Kerry is working very closely with Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, and also sections of the U.S. military are working with the Russian military to go beyond deconfliction and actually coordinate actions against ISIS. Now, were this to occur, it would mean that the ISIS networks in the Middle East could be severely damaged and even crushed, which is not going to happen if Obama and Carter have their way. Because what Obama and Defense Secretary Carter are saying is that under no circumstances can we trust Russia. Therefore, we have to push Russia to help us get rid of Assad as the first priority. And that's not going to happen.
Right. So why does Obama, in the last few months of his presidency, do policy that he neither has the time nor the logic nor the resources to accomplish? What's he doing? Is he just flailing about trying to continue to do policies that are failing already?
No, he's laying the groundwork for the Hillary Clinton administration.
Do they really think that Hillary's going to get in? Because there's seven more movies coming out against her. There's WikiLeaks with Julian Assange proving further how corrupt she is. And then 30,000 emails. I mean, a sarcastic comment by Trump that 30,000 emails, and he wasn't really implying that Russia should hack. But Assange is not releasing the names of countries or individuals that have hacked into the DNC servers. So for her to make the statement, or even the FBI to make the statement in advance of any proper research, is pretty obscene. And to accuse Russia, which is a major violation of national security, that they're purposely hacking in to manipulate our elections, is pretty, war-making. This is a very dangerous policy, isn't it?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised that Russia has hackers looking into the U.S. What the hell do you think Snowden exposed that we do?
Well, I know that having worked with NSA agents personally as a presidential level clearance in the 90s, that the no-such agency, that's what we used to call it for like, tongue-in-cheek, yeah, hacks in and is in everybody's phone, fax, emails. For example, 3Com, which is a primary phone system in China, is completely owned and controlled by the NSA. So the idea that somehow we're so appalled by the fact that they hacked in against a DNC server, you got to be kidding. We hacked into everybody. In fact, Angela Merkel's phone last year, it was evident that her phone was being hacked. And yet, she didn't make a major public statement over the fact that, oh my gosh, I'm enraged that they're hacking in, because what I was told, and this is a fact, 90% of what the NSA does is industrial and geopolitical espionage.
Well, and Bill, this is where you see the absurdity of people acting as though they're really upset about what Russia is alleged to have done. First of all, there's no hard evidence that confirms Russia was involved in this.
Well, Gustafur was Bulgarian. The guy that was extradited to America, Gustafur, is a Bulgarian. He's not a Russian.
Well, secondly, there's no evidence that Putin had any involvement in it.
No.
But that's not stopping them from saying this is Putin trying to interfere with the U.S. election. Let me ask a simple question that should be asked to Secretary of State Clinton. Did you interfere with the democratic process in Ukraine? We overthrew a government. The United States
had a functionary of the State Department under her that actually made a statement that since the last, I think, was it 10 years or 20 years, we spent over $5 billion trying to do regime change in Ukraine. Remember that statement?
That's what Nuland said.
Nuland,
Hillary's Assistant Secretary of State for Eastern European Affairs.
Right, exactly.
Now, her husband is the neocon Robert Kagan, Nuland's husband, who worked with Bush, with Wolfowitz, with all the neocons, and he's now endorsing Hillary. So let me make two quick points before we have the break coming up.
Yeah.
One is that the argument that Russia's violating international law and everything else by interfering with the U.S. election, it's absurd coming from the masters of interfering with other people's electoral processes and democratic procedures. But secondly, look, I wouldn't, I think people who think Hillary's going down because of all these scandals are missing what's going on the other side. There's a huge effort to destroy Trump coming from the Bush machine, including rumors being planted in major media that Trump, raising the question, what happens if a party's presidential candidate resigns or is forced to quit? So you have a major operation. And then Trump plays into it when he makes stupid statements such as he did around this Democratic convention. He should have just let the Democratic convention play out, which showed the disunity, the anger, the fraud of the Clinton networks, the corruption of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the DNC chairman, and so on. Trump muddied the waters the way he does so often in a way that makes it difficult for him to win this election. Even though Hillary Clinton...
What was the primary comment that he made, do you think, that kind of made him stumble?
Well, I think the comment he made about the Muslim couple talking about their son's loss of life, using that as a way of pushing forward this idea of keeping Muslims out of the country.
Well, they were very clever. I call it the con job, because it was Mr. Con who made the statement. What they did is it was totally mislogic. Mr. Khan basically said, because my son died, you shouldn't stop Muslims from coming into the country. What he should refocus and repivot it on that issue to say, we really regret the loss of your patriotic son who supports the American Constitution and not Sharia law in America. And we are trying to filter out those who are embedded in the immigrants who are welcome here by temporarily stopping until we have a procedure in place that can make sure that Muslims.
Well, he could have said that, but he didn't.
He didn't, and that's the problem. You see, someone should have I call it tweet control on his mouth. I think he has what I call political potty mouth. And if Manafort had a better chance, because when I saw Manafort's interview this morning on Fox, I thought, well, this guy seems to speak rationally like a real person, doesn't get kind of flustered or counterpunch or get angry. And, of course, this is one of the primary things that Hillary wants to do is make him angry by doing things with the DNC, doing things with Mr. Khan, to say, you've never read the Constitution, etc., and be insulting to him. And unfortunately, Trump has a tender ego. How's that?
That's a problem.
Tender problem. Tender ego issues. Well, you can't be a tender ego guy. You're going to be president. You have to toughen up.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Back and Harley, yeah, I know one of the issues we'll probably get into later with Dr. Bob Teal at the third hour, but the issue of Diebold and voter fraud is a big deal, and I think that I saw that on the news this morning with Mr. Manafort. Diebold is in the back pocket of Hillary, and we're going to deal with that later. But the real issue is that if Trump stayed on message, dealing with the economy, immigration, and borders, he would probably win this election. The negatives on Hillary would probably bring her down in flames enough that he would win not only the Rust Belt states, but the other states. So the national polls right now put Hillary about 5 points ahead, but not in the battleground states where it makes a difference, especially for the the collection of, because the public doesn't vote directly for the president. They vote for the Electoral College. People should remember that. And depending on how the Electoral College goes in the battleground states, it determines who becomes president. Like Bush won the Electoral College, but he didn't have the popular vote against, Al Gore.
I want to go back to the question you'd asked me about what is Obama doing, because I think Obama, as a loyal operative for this bankrupt imperial system, right, is doing everything he can to pave the way for Hillary Clinton to continue the same policies, which is war against Russia and China, subversion of Europe, the destruction of sovereign nations around the globe, and the destruction of the United States.
Exactly. Yeah. In fact, he already made a statement in his book about his father years ago, that he wanted to make America a post-colonial nation.
Well, and by post-colonial, what they mean, what he means, is the new imperial power.
Right.
But, you know, what? When you look at this, you have to realize that while Trump did a masterful job of destroying some cement-headed candidates, 16 or 17 of them,
right,
who couldn't think their way out of a paper bag,
right,
Hillary Clinton has very clever and evil people working with her. She's also a lawyer who is very highly skilled at using nuance to shift the subject. And the idea that Trump thinks he can just go in and nail her on all her corruption and that's going to succeed, we saw the idiotic amateurs of the Republican House members blow the Benghazi hearings because they took up on the wrong issue.
Right.
And so Hillary's someone who can win the election. And Trump is also someone who can lose it, especially when a whole section of his party is out to sabotage him.
Now, of course, that was very evident this week, wasn't it, that Mr. Dana from New York was out there, as well as the Bushes and others, and they are directly endorsing Hillary, which is pretty obscene. I don't think there's a time in American history where a senior member of the Senate or a governor or someone else endorses the leader of the opposition as their preferred candidate.
Well, the parties are fracturing. They don't represent principle anymore. And the rank and file of the parties, you might say, are rebelling against the leadership. The leadership doesn't care. For them, the parties have always been institutions to use to carry out policies for institutions above the party, above the national interest.
Right.
And Hillary understands that. I don't think Trump understands that fully. And I think that's why he's susceptible to these kinds of operations. But the issue is not Trump. The issue is that the system is collapsing now. It's cratering as the days go by. The latest report, I don't have it in front of me right now, but I think it's U.S. productivity fell again for the fifth straight month.
Right.
We're seeing shrinkage of manufacturing for 14 straight months. We're seeing the banks moving away from making any loans to commercial enterprises and doing only trading. I think it was Bank of America and Citigroup are moving away from commercial customers
right.
to becoming almost entirely trading institutions.
So no, now, in other words, no innovation going on, no infrastructure building, no new expansion of businesses or hiring new employees. There's a holding pattern that's very dangerous, isn't it?
And as this is happening in the United States, there's discussion now in Europe about possibly doing away with the so-called universal bank model, which is, you know, in Europe, you didn't have Glass-Steagall. And so in some countries, you had very successful banks buying both investments.
Exactly. Amazing. Well, we're going to see in the next week or so how stable the economy is. We're going to see if Manafort can hold hold of the tongue of Trump so he can not sabotage his own campaign by playing on the wrong game, on the wrong field, with the wrong words. We'll be back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
IRA and 401k account holders. Are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back. So, Harley, I'd like you to expand on what you're saying about banking, because this is really significant. It's like a snake. It moves back and forth, and you don't know exactly what direction it's looking at the body, but you can tell what direction because the head is moving in a particular plane or trajectory. And the trajectory is heading toward a cashless system where the banks are basically saying, hey, we screwed up, and we're moving toward a cashless system. That's what's happening, isn't it?
Well, what the banks are saying is that you can't do without us. And even though we screwed up, you need us. And they're saying that they're the only ones generating profit. Now, their profits are the phony paper profits or computer notational profits on buying and selling increasingly worthless financial instruments. It has nothing to do with an economy, because an economy is about how you feed people, how you move goods and move people, how you provide for the well-being of a population. And there's nothing in the current financial economic theories that is concerned with that, except the idea that if they make enough money overall, some of it will end up covering these costs. Now, I want to read you a quote. You'll find this interesting. One of the people who was involved in the German economic miracle, who had been at Deutsche Bank, a man named Hermann Abs, A-B-S.
Right
before he died in 1994, he was addressing a Young Bankers Association.
Right.
And he said, the way we used to do things, we asked the question in banking, what is a loan for and how will it be repaid? Today, we already know the answers. The purpose of the loan is to repay an earlier debt, and it will be repaid by another loan. Now, right. That was in 1994. He was absolutely right. And from 1994 now, 22 years, that system has continued where loans are repaid by other loans that are going to be repaid by other loans with no trickle of funds even to the real economy to generate the wealth needed to cover your previous debts. So this is why we're in the shape that we're in. And what I found from talking to some of these, most of them are retired and former bankers, but they're still involved with networks at the Bank for International Settlements.
Right.
What they're saying is that we've operated under a series of false assumptions. For example, one of them said that we had a false solution for fiscal problems, that is, go with fiscal austerity. But that hasn't worked. That's actually made the debt bigger because we're cutting into the real economy. Secondly, they believed that sovereign debt burdens were sustainable. And so there was no debt restructuring, no reduction of principal. And as a result, the debts grow and the economy shrinks. The third assumption, they said that we assumed that fiscal restraint would allow a growth in the GDP. This is what the Republicans in the United States believe. If you have enough austerity, the money will just automatically go into the real economy. The fact is, around the world, including in the United States, the fiscal austerity is reducing the real GDP, and it's increasing debt ratios.
Well, it's also increasing the if you want to call it the attractiveness of earning 2 to 3 times the money by just loaning money on loan to money, like you mentioned, or yeah. buying your own stocks back and manipulating the marketplace with the pseudo economy. So that logic doesn't hold. I mean, a year one economics student would know that doesn't make sense.
Well, and here's the point. These are people who have tried to keep the euro system, which they knew was flawed from the beginning, to keep it going.
Right.
And this is where they came up with the bailouts of Greece, the creation of bad banks for Spain and Italy and Portugal and Ireland.
Right.
And, of course, the view of the creditor countries, such as Germany and Holland and others, was that the debtor countries had no one to blame but themselves.
Right.
But the debtor countries like Greece were being advised by Goldman Sachs on how to continue to pay debt that should have been written down. And one of the people I was meeting with said, look, what we should have done is demanded that banks be recapitalized or closed 20 years ago.
Right.
And then he said, there's too much reliance on the central banks. And the central banks have chosen easy monetary policies as their solutions. But this is collapsing productivity. This is
right.
worse.
Yeah, you can look at a formula called the velocity of credit as well as the velocity of money. And this kind of policy collapses credit and the development of infrastructure and new technology and jobs.
So and then what it does...
It's like a vampiric system that literally sucks the lifeblood out of the real economy.
Then it forces banks, insurance companies, pension funds, and so on to go into increasingly risky investments to cover their existing costs. So what they're basically saying, and I can just put this in a very simple statement, they are admitting that these false beliefs and false assumptions have led to a collapse of the system. And what they're saying now is either this system be changed or the Eurozone is finished. And this is coming, as I said, from people who were architects of the Eurozone. And now they're not only admitting the mistakes, but they're asking the question, is there anyone in the political universe who has the guts to address this
problem? But you have to be suspicious of this, because problem, reaction, solution could indicate that they have a solution that's noxious and a different paradigm that in the end will be a cashless system that will totally enslave everybody.
Well, the people I'm talking to don't have that system. They talk about a new paradigm, and what they're talking about is infrastructure investment. They're talking about...
That makes sense.
They're talking about debt forgiveness, which means the banks that they managed for years, they're going to advise that they have to start giving up, writing off debt. They're also saying that there has to be legislation to limit or eliminate, I should say, the power of financial lobbyists. So I think the people that I met with are somewhat typical of senior people who came out of the World War II generation. Maybe many of them came into policy-making positions in the 60s, 70s, and 80s and went along with the direction of the post-industrial world, but they were trained before the assumptions of the post-industrial world were axiomatic. And so they're looking at their assumptions now and saying, yeah, these assumptions don't hold. Now, what LaRouche has been saying is that this is why we have to have an awakening in the population, so that you're not reliant upon some of these people to break with their past and go with a new policy. Some of them would. And some of them, Bill, I'm sure, would be happy to work with honest governments, like, you know, work with Putin or work with the Chinese on the Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank.
You know, they already have. The Chinese have a financial policy which is more in keeping with what we should be doing, which is when the recession depression happened in 2008, they built $500 billion of infrastructure. They didn't collapse the economy and then increase the two big to fail banks. They decided that, hey, let's get moving to create a larger real economy.
And they shut down some of their bad banks, and they arrested some of their bad bankers. They even shot a couple of their bad bankers, the Chinese did.
That's one way to terminate the bad bankers, is to remove the bad bankers permanently from the face of the earth.
And in Iceland, they just arrested some of the people responsible for the crash there.
And they're still in prison, by the way. They're not getting out easy.
As I always say, no bail-ins, no bailouts, and no bail.
That's good. I like the no bail at the end of it. That's funny.
Yeah. So, I mean, what we're dealing with is a moment in history which is extremely dangerous, where, you know, the fact that Merkel could fall, that the Hollande government is most likely not going to be reelected, it doesn't necessarily mean that good governments are going to come into power. In fact, in some of these cases, you have people who are using the immigration issue to actually talk about more military buildup, more war.
Right, yeah, in other words, a military police state rather than an economic solution to a problem which is primarily economic. This is what happened in Nazi Germany, was a military solution to an economic issue raised by a financial conflict with Russia. With Britain, I mean. And that's why the rise pushed by the bankers of Nazi Germany was a bad military solution to an economic problem.
Well, same thing with World War One. I mean, the World War One situation, you had the collapse of empires. The Habsburg Empire was collapsing. The Ottoman Empire was collapsing. The Russian Empire was in trouble. And what happened? The Brits came in and said, we can't have Germany cooperating with France or Russia.
Yeah.
And so they orchestrated a series of events going back to 1890. It didn't start with the assassination of the Archduke.
No, it started years before.
1914. It started in 1890.
Right.
Now, these same people then, after World War One, used the Versailles Agreement to cripple Germany and eventually impose Hitler, with the idea that Hitler would move to destroy the Soviet Union.
Right.
Now, that same network today is again saying that they're going to use Germany as the major force in Europe to back up an economic policy which is a disaster, which at the same time is leading to war, and they have to keep Germany in on the NATO war buildup.
Right. And well, an example, and I want to throw this in while you're talking this, but did you know that the Volga River plant was built by not only America, but primarily America, but by all the Brits, and there were many, many hundreds of tanks on the in the Sudetenland area that the Russians had done with our help, the British and the American help, which is what provoked the rise of Adolf Hitler inside the country. Most people all know this. They don't know that there was a buildup of military forces directly against Germany long before the war started, World War II.
Well, then there was the economic imposition of the Versailles Reparations Agreement.
Which made it impossible for them to repay it. I mean, they made it so that they had to actually have a total split with dealing on a proper rational level with Britain and the European nations. It was all by design. They didn't want to have a reasonable agreement.
Last summer, everyone in Europe was reading a book called The Sleepwalkers, and it was about sleepwalking in the World War I. It's a very long, detailed book,
right.
A lot dealing with the manipulation of Serbia. But right. It's extremely interesting. Everyone was reading it, and they were saying, gee, this is being repeated today.
Exactly.
And yet today, what just happened last month in Warsaw when the NATO countries met? They rubber-stamped a plan to put more troops on the border of Russia, to do a military buildup which includes anti-ballistic missile defense systems, which will not work.
Of course not.
Which are there as a prelude to nuclear strikes.
Well, the systems are not even going to be effective to get the launch phase of the weapons.
Yeah.
And the fact is, if they're not effective at the launch phase with a sufficient number of anti-missile systems, what are they doing other than provoking almost a certainty of a Russian launch of even more advanced weapons like these hypersonic cruise missiles, the Iskander, that can completely evade their technology? It's just stupid. It's a waste of money that'll provoke something that you don't want to go there.
Well, then Obama just got through the Congress, through the defense budget, the modernization of the nuclear force. So the guy who claims he's going to end the danger of nuclear war is making nuclear war more likely.
Yeah, he's a liar. The lying king.
I've got to get off in a couple of minutes. I think if people take what we've been discussing
right.
and focus on that, and you can go to LaRouchePack.com to get up to date on these issues, you'll see that what's being done in the United States is a travesty to make Americans stupid and angry and fighting on minor little things. When the big issue is, are we going to stop Obama today and Hillary later?
Right.
And I'm not saying this because I'm supporting Trump, because I don't think Trump is the solution either. But we've got to stop the policies. We've got to change the policies.
No, I think Trump will be a solution, but he needs the proper advisors around him. And he also needs to restrain his tongue, because a lot of leadership is almost like a bully pulpit. Most people realize the primary purpose of a president is to be almost like a pastor for a nation, both in policy and principle. And unfortunately, if you're always ready to counterpunch because of your ego, that doesn't make a good, although he has other characteristics of leadership, it doesn't make a good way to actually lead. You can't be constantly an emotional basket case ready to kind of counterpunch because someone insults you.
But what Americans have to realize is that you're being trapped inside a bubble to play a game which is rigged.
Right.
And the real fight is going on globally. And we have an opportunity now with what Putin is doing, what the Chinese are doing, and some of the potential coming out of Europe to have a change in the United States that's not dependent on Trump. It's dependent on the American people.
Right.
Whether Trump can adopt to it or not, I don't know. But if the American people make it clear they're not going to go along with business as usual, we have a chance to defeat this oligarchy, to defeat this establishment. And I think that's what people have to focus on.
Well, the end game of the economists, I think you said to yourself a few years ago that by about three years ago, even the derivatives market couldn't really make any substantial money to cover the actual crazy debt we have now in the quadrillions of dollars. So
no, it just passes a little bit of money on today to keep the system going.
Yeah, and or pretend to keep it going. Even if they talked about bailing in, it's like putting a dropper on top of a forest fire. It's not going to do a damn thing.
But it's a pyramid scheme. It's a Ponzi scheme. That's right. All it is.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And we've got to put an end to it.
So if they want to contact you, how do they contact you, Harley? Because they want to get to LaRouchePAC.com, the EIR, Executive Intelligence Review. LaRouchePUB.com. If they want to contact you now, can they contact you through Skype or email?
I've gotten a few emails from your listeners from the last program. It's HarleySCH@gmail.com. HarleySCH@gmail.com.
I'll post that up as well, HarleySCH@gmail.
People can send me their questions or their thoughts or ideas or strategies.
Right. Now, what do you see coming in the next week? What reports do you think we'll be reporting on next Wednesday? Because a lot of people don't realize what happens in Europe is a prelude to what's happening in America. Not only the Hiraj,
you know, vacations are starting. The reason wars begin in August is that everyone goes on vacation in Europe in August. But
right, I'll the days of Oz, they say in the Bible, right?
Yeah, I'll be back with some reports for you next week.
Right, so the Mideast War, the provocation to bring in divisions on the Russian Eastern European borders, provocations over Ukraine, and Hillary, of course, beating the war drums while she's campaigning against Trump. That's scary, isn't it?
Yep. Yep.
Roberts and Roberts Brokerage.
Thanks, Harley. We'll see you next
Everyone
Wednesday.
Should have okay. some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts and Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts and Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's Colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with Colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
And welcome back. It is the last call. Yeah, if we look back in history, it's interesting how history repeats, as we talked about with Harley. And I want to give you some insights as to some new announcements that are happening. I've been doing experiments for some time and trying to develop newer diagnostic technology, and I've come upon I was working last few years on a bioplasm from the Russian Academy of Sciences and the Russian Space Agency, originally developed by Dr. Nesterov and his team in Russia for remote diagnosis using biophotonic signals. And they can do also metatherapy. What I want to offer now is for our regular and we call reliable customers, we can set up a system where we can actually get a system. I can download it to a computer and send it out to you for a period of time. You can, if you want to, in a sense, you can lease to purchase it. If you want to buy this system or you just want to have it for a period of a few weeks or a month, I can set that up for you for metapathia. The nice thing about it is I can actually remotely log in and actually tell you what kinds of things are wrong. I can recommend conventional investigations, lab, x-ray, imaging studies, blood work, if necessary, if you want to validate it. We can do metatherapy to actually alter the biophotonic signals in your body remotely through TeamViewer 11. You can be anywhere in the world. You can be in Johannesburg, Beijing, anywhere on the planet. I can log into your system and actually do the biophotonic diagnostics. The amazing thing about the system is it even rings down to specific organs, tissues, pathogens, even specific genes. So that's available. We're constantly working on upgrading my nutraceutical protocols, and we have a number of computer updates that we're doing. So we're going to be doing a lot of videos on all the products in NutriMedical. All the wellness conditions will eventually be converted over the next number of months to video, which will be over on our pay-per-view Vimeo channel. The wellness conditions are available to our regular and we call elite or regular customers. And even if you're a physician, you don't get access to them unless you're a regular customer. If you're using it for your family or friends, you have to be yourself supporting what we do here. Our only source of income for NutriMedical is our consultations, our sale of our nutraceuticals and technology. And we provide a unique service that no one else on the planet does. And I teach also case-by-case doctors and clinics around the world, whether it's Santiago, Chile, or Africa or elsewhere. If they contact me, I will take case-by-case and show them how to do what we call functional medicine, which is all-inclusive. It includes surgery, allopathic medicines, herbology, chiropractic, biophotonic medicine, genetics, epigenetics, etc. And because it's comprehensive, it's scientifically based. You can actually do testing to find out whether it's imaging studies. So if someone has a problem with early dementia, I know what kinds of tests to do to actually functionally test to see with not only neuropsychological testing, but quantitative EEG, SPECT blood flow scans, biophotonic testing, such as a metapathia, can identify if there's circulatory or neurotransmitter problems. We can even change those biophotonic resonant circuits remotely. And I found a way of actually extracting the treatment frequencies to affect Rife fields, sound, light, etc. So those technologies are unique, and I'm the first in the world to do that, to actually split the signal from these technologies and actually create what we call a morphogenic or epigenetic field therapy. So those things are coming available. If you want to try it, contact me. If you want to try the metapathia, we can make an arrangement where you can, if you want to go, in a sense, lease purchase. You need to be a regular customer, though, not just off the wall. And it's going to take quite a bit of my time because I have to log in and analyze the data. So I have to charge for my time to actually analyze and do the diagnostic and therapeutic remotely. So 888-212-8871 or email at NutriMedical.com. We'll see you in just a minute, hour two coming up.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.